أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المتقين في جنات وعيون ادخلوها بسلام آمنين ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سرر متقابلين لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين نبي عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم وأن عذابي هو العذاب الأليم صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 45 to ayah 50 of Surah Al-Hijr. Allah spoke about the azab, the punishment of those who follow shaitan. Here in these verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about the rewards of the muttaqeen, those who brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They kept away from haram, they kept away from every form of shirk, every form of kufr, and of course they were obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, innal muttaqeena fi jannatin wa uyun. Certainly the muttaqeen, those who have the fear of Allah, will be in gardens, wa'uyun, and fountains. Udkhuluha bisalamin aminin. It will be said to them, enter bisalam, with peace, and aminin, with safety. Peace from every form of distress, and of course safety from every form of calamity. In one hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is stated that they will be told that enter here and there will never be ill health. In other words, you will always be healthy. There will be no distress. There will never ever be any kind of calamity. And there will never be death upon you. All of this now comes to an end. Thereafter Allah says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. And we will draw out from what is in their chest of rancor, of hatred, animosity. It comes in the Mubarak hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually two different hadiths. One is that when a person goes over the sirat and now he hasn't slipped and hasn't fallen into the fire of Jahannam, and as he approaches Jannah, at that time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will withdraw from the heart of that person every kind of animosity, every kind of hatred that a person has. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that as a person enters Jannah, just before the entry of Jannah, there are streams that flow, and from that stream the Jannati will be made to drink from that water, and that water will totally purify the heart of an individual of all the animosity, the hatred, the rancor that a person had for another. In other words, now you are in Jannah, and it does not befit a Jannati to have any kind of animosity, any kind of hatred for anyone. And of course in this world also, a Jahannam of a person is when his heart is filled with hatred, his heart is filled with animosity for others. Living becomes difficult for that individual. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ, that they will enter Jannah and they will become brothers. And then they will sit on couches, متقابلين, facing each other. In certain narrations it comes that the Jannati, Allah Ta'ala will honor a Jannati to such an extent that no Jannati will face his back towards another Jannati. It will be like this, that people will be all in a circle, and in that way they will speak. And the speaking of the Ahl-e Jannah, in many ayats of the Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses the discussion of the people of Jannah. لَا يَمَسُّهُمْ فِيهَا نَصَبٌ وَمَا هُمْ مِنْهَا بِمُخْرَجِينَ. There will be no pain, there will be no nasab. Pain, whether it is physical pain, some ulama say distress, so that will be emotional pain. There will be no physical pain, There will be no emotional pain for a person in Jannah. وَمَا هُمْ مِنْهَا بِمُخْرَجِينَ. And he will never be removed. He will never be expelled from Jannah. لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. Two things. One is that there will never be the fear of expulsion, and there will be never the desire of leaving Jannah. The desire of leaving a place also creates a pain in the heart. But here there will be no desire. The fear of being removed from a place also creates distress in the heart. That also will not happen for the Jannati. Nabbi ibadi anni ana al-ghafurur rahim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi has got one narration that some sahaba, they were discussing, and in the discussion they were light-hearted, they were laughing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them not to laugh. If you know what I know about akhirat, the fear of Allah and also the punishment of Allah, then you will not laugh. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked a distance, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back to them and he said, when I said this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, and Allah ta'ala said to Jibreel that tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabbi ibadi, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform my slaves, Anni anal ghafurur rahim, with a great deal of emphasis. I don't know how to translate this. Anni anal ghafurur rahim. Certainly me, I am ghafurur rahim. I am most forgiving, most kind. Wa anna azabi huwa al-azabul alim. And certainly my azab, it is a painful chastisement, a painful punishment. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.